everybody, thank you for visiting my e-poster today. So I am Myriam Gélina. I will start by presenting to you the two topics of today, so the infertility and obesity. What is the relationship between those two? Well, it has been shown that obesity affects negatively fertility of women. And what can we do about this? Well, studies suggest that this relationship is reversible. As a matter of fact, studies have shown positive impacts of lifestyle changes and moderate weight loss on women's fertility. Moreover, these two things, health organizations specific to fertility have recommended those two, so lifestyle changes and a moderate weight loss, as a first-line treatment for this population. But only few randomized controlled trials have been published on this subject yet. That is why this multi-center RCT was developed. So we expect to recruit 616 women across Canada in 6 different centers. After assessing eligibility, they will be randomized into one of our 2 arms. So if they get into the control arm, they will get the usual standard of care for infertility from the beginning. If they get into the intervention arm, they will receive the Fit for Fertility program first. And after 6 months, if they are not pregnant yet, they will start having fertility treatments as well. What is this Fit for Fertility program? It is divided by 2. First, they will receive group sessions during the first 6 months and provided by nutritionists and kinesiologists. And participants will also have individual counseling throughout the intervention, so until 18 months or the end of the pregnancy, whichever comes first. The limits of this study are first that the data collection will be done using mostly self-reported questionnaires, and those questionnaires may also induce recall biases. Also, the multi-center aspect may introduce diversity in the implementation, as it will be provided by different actors. It is a limit, but also a strength, as the intervention will be implemented and tested in a diversified Canadian context, specific to each province, with its own organizational context and population diversity. So it will prove that the program has a good transferability. The first outcome assessed will be the live birth rate at 24 months, and we hope that the intervention that will improve the fertility of those women and contribute to the knowledge gaps. We hope to influence policies, as we will be will keep decision makers from health ministries across Canada informed and of our outcomes. I would like to thank you all for listening today, and I would like to thank all the granting agencies such as the CIHR. Thank you very much. Goodbye.